Welcome, my friend, to this, the September issue of Gospel Gazette Online and A Word Between Friends. Thanks for downloading this segment so we could share a moment together in consideration of Heaven's will for our lives. You may remember in our last visit, we talked briefly about ways our decisions are influenced, sometimes by peers, sometimes by family. As we proceed now, another point for our consideration is that our decisions may be influenced by our Bible knowledge, or lack thereof. Each of us may be at different levels of development. On an individual basis, God wants us to be moving daily from lesser to greater understanding of His will. A lack of Bible knowledge, or misunderstanding of the spiritual truths being taught, or misapplication of various biblical principles can be a personal handicap, therefore making it most difficult, if not impossible, to make the wisest choices. For instance, there is a popular held view that some people will go to heaven regardless of the evil they do throughout their lifetime. Satan loves for people to be duped by this one. Unfortunately, it seems many of our generation have bought into a deceptive idea that when it comes to knowledge of God's will for our lives, ignorance is to be preferred. We could ask, why is ignorance a preferred choice for some over knowledge, over true understanding of what God has revealed and wants you and me to know? There might be multiple answers given. For some, it might be they are simply too lazy to expend the energy and take the time to search out the Lord's will. Their attitude is contrasted with the noble Bereans, Acts 17 verse 11, who search the Scriptures daily in order to determine the truthfulness of those things they were being taught. The Bereans wanted to know what God wanted them to know, and their lives were blessed for it. As with the Bereans, there needs to be a sifting process, so to speak, with what is taught today. What is true and right needs to be embraced, and that which is error, human opinion and speculation, needs to be rejected. The doctrines and traditions of men are like stubble left in a grain field, ready to be burned and cleared away. Why is it that for some, ignorance is a preferred choice over knowledge? For others, they may fancy a hope that somehow God will find a way to excuse them and give them access through the portal of glory of heaven simply because they didn't know. Some would like in the day of the great judgment to appeal to Jesus saying, "I just didn't know." Unfortunately for them, however, such an appeal has no merit and will be utterly denied. According to words written by inspiration of the Holy Spirit and words spoken by the Apostle Paul, there was an age when God winked at ignorance. However, Paul discloses in Acts 17 verse 30 that age has closed. The Bible says, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Hear it again. God commands all men everywhere to repent. The capacity to repent, that is, the ability to turn from something evil on the one hand unto something that is good and right on the other, comes from an understanding of what God has revealed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God written to His people. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Let us consider then an Old Testament passage from the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6, where it is written, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Let us observe 2 points from this text. First, just as in Hosea's time, so it is in our own generation. Many people are being destroyed by the destroyer due to a lack of knowledge. This is the net result from failing or refusing to know the Master's will. Second, God rejects those who reject knowledge of Him. When we reject the revelation God has delivered unto men through the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, God sees it all the same as our rejection of Him. When we reject God and His Son, Jesus Christ, we leave Him no choice but to reject us. In the New Testament, 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." God's will is that all men be saved. Sadly, God's will with respect to the salvation of all will never be realized. Any thought of universal salvation is forever negated by our Lord when He said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Just 7 verses later, Jesus added, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." You and I must know the will of the Father in order to be able to do it. The psalmist penned, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And finally, in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." You and I need a greater Bible knowledge that we might make the best choices.